Well, hi there. Welcome to episode 364 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and logically, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we're going to complete the New Testament book of 1 Peter with a reading of chapters 3 through 5, and we'll read from the New Century Version. Let's begin. 1 Peter chapter 3. In the same way, you wives should yield to your husbands. Then, if some husbands do not obey God's teaching, they will be persuaded to believe without anyone saying a word to them. They will be persuaded by the way their wives live. Your husbands will see the pure lives you live with your respect for God. It is not fancy hair, gold jewelry, or fine clothes that should make you beautiful. No, your beauty should come from within you, the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit that will never be destroyed and is very precious to God. In this same way, the holy women who lived long ago and followed God made themselves beautiful, yielding to their own husbands. Sarah obeyed Abraham, her husband, and called him her master. And you women are true children of Sarah if you always do what is right and are not afraid. In the same way, you husbands should live with your wives in an understanding way, since they are weaker than you. But show them respect, because God gives them the same blessing He gives you, the grace that gives true life. Do this so that nothing will stop your prayers. Finally, all of you should be in agreement, understanding each other, loving each other as family, being kind and humble. Do not do wrong to repay a wrong, and do not insult to repay an insult. But repay with a blessing, because you yourselves were called to do this so that you might receive a blessing. The Scripture says, "A person must do these things to enjoy life and have many happy days. He must not say evil things, and he must not tell lies. He must stop doing evil and do good. He must look for peace and work for it. The Lord sees the good people and listens to their prayers, but the Lord is against those who do evil. If you're trying hard to do good, no one can really hurt you, but even if you suffer for doing right, you are blessed. Don't be afraid of what they fear. Do not dread those things. But respect Christ as the holy Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have, but answer in a gentle way and with respect. Keep a clear conscience so that those who speak evil of your good life in Christ will be made ashamed. It is better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong if that is what God wants. Christ Himself suffered for sins once. He was not guilty, but He suffered for those who are guilty to bring you to God. His body was killed, but He was made alive in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, He went and preached to the spirits in prison who refused to obey God long ago in the time of Noah. God was waiting patiently for them while Noah was building the boat. Only a few people, 8 in all, were saved by water. And that water is like baptism that now saves you, not the washing of dirt from the body, but the promise made to God from a good conscience. And this is because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Now Jesus has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, ruling over angels, authorities, and powers. 1 Peter chapter 4. Since Christ suffered while He was in His body, strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking Christ had. The person who has suffered in the body is finished with sin. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not the evil things people want. In the past, you wasted too much time doing what non-believers enjoy. You were guilty of sexual sins, evil desires, drunkenness, wild and drunken parties, and hateful idol worship. Non-believers think it is strange that you do not do the many wild and wasteful things they do, so they insult you. But they will have to explain this to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the good news was preached to those who are now dead. Even though they were judged like all people, The good news was preached to them so that they could live in the Spirit as God lives. The time is near when all things will end. So think clearly and control yourselves so you will be ready to pray. Most importantly, love each other deeply, because love will cause people to forgive each other for many sins. Open your homes to each other without complaining. Each of you has received a gift to use to serve others. Be good servants of God's various gifts of grace. Anyone who speaks should speak words from God. Anyone who serves should serve with the strength God gives, so that in everything God will be praised through Jesus Christ. Power and glory belong to Him forever and ever. Amen. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble which now comes to test you. Do not think that something strange is happening to you, but be happy that you are sharing in Christ's sufferings so that you will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. When people insult you because you follow Christ, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you are a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God because you wear that name. It is time for judgment to begin with God's family. And if that judging begins with us, what will happen to those people who do not obey the good news of God? If it is very hard for a good person to be saved, the wicked person and the sinner will surely be lost. So those who suffer as God wants should trust their souls to the faithful Creator as they continue to do what is right. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now I have something to say to the elders in your group. I also am an elder. I have seen Christ's sufferings, and I will share in the glory that will be shown to us. I beg you to shepherd God's flock, for whom you are responsible. Watch over them because you want to, not because you're forced. This is how God wants it. Do it because you're happy to serve, not because you want money. Do not be like a ruler over people you're responsible for, but be good examples to them. Then, when Christ, the chief shepherd, comes, you will get a glorious crown that will never lose its beauty. In the same way, younger people should be willing to be under older people, and all of you should be very humble with each other. God is against the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Be humble under God's powerful hand, so He will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all your worries to Him because He cares about you. Control yourselves and be careful. The devil, your enemy, goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. Refuse to give in to him by standing strong in your faith. You know that your Christian family all over the world is having the same kinds of suffering. And after you suffer for a short time, God, who gives all grace, will make everything right. He will make you strong and support you and keep you from falling. He called you to share in His glory in Christ, a glory that will continue forever. All power is His forever and ever. Amen. I wrote this short letter with the help of Silas, who I know is a faithful brother in Christ. I wrote to encourage you and to tell you that this is the true grace of God. Stand strong in that grace. The church in Babylon, who was chosen like you, sends you greetings. Mark, my son in Christ, also greets you. Give each other a kiss of Christian love when you meet. Give each other a kiss of Christian love when you meet. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. May God bless the reading of His Word. In today's comment, I'd like to address chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Peter tells the older members to be shepherds to God's flock from a sincere desire and not for money, and to do so by providing a good example, not lording it over them. And then he tells the younger folks that they should be willing to submit to the older people. He wraps up this section by saying that they should all be very humble with each other. These verses grabbed my attention because I've been involved in the church since I was a teenager. So I've been one of the younger crowd, and I'm now one of the older crowd. I've been on both sides. When I was young, there was no doubt that the elders were in charge. Church was pretty much entrenched in the way things had always been done. But I got saved right around the time that the Jesus Freak movement was born, and a lot of changes began to happen. Somewhere along the line, we've come to a point where the older people in many churches no longer have a voice. If you're older than 35 or 40, you might as well just find a seat. Well, having been a young person right there when things began to change, and now being one of the elders at 61 years of age, I have the benefit of perspective that the younger folks just don't have. It's something that's impossible for young people to have. They can't. Let me illustrate. Last August, I attempted to hike to the top of Mount Whitney, the highest peak in the continental United States. I came up short, but that's another story. What I'd like to talk about now is that the view from the trailhead, the beginning of the trail that led to the top, the view was extremely limited. Being in the forest, it was beautiful, but the trees limited the view. You couldn't see very far at all. But after being on the trail for a couple of hours, you gained some altitude, and there were places where you could look through the trees and you could look out over the beautiful Owens Valley. You could see for miles, but you were still in the forest. Trees were still surrounding you, but between the trees, you could see the view. Then, after having been on the trail for several hours, you were above the tree line. There was nothing to block your view, and you could see even further because you were so much higher. Well, that's how it is with elders versus youngsters. The young people think that they know it all because what they see is beautiful, but they're really just starting out on the trail. They don't know that there's so much more because they've never seen it. There's a reason that Peter calls the elders to shepherd the flock. They're further and higher on the trail. It's not because they're better, they've just got the benefit of perspective. The younger folks should humbly accept that with age comes perspective and hopefully wisdom. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 364.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we'll begin the book of 1 Kings. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.